Hello, it's Thursday, August 26th, and this is the Tantramar Report. You're tuned in to CHMA 106.9 FM in Sackville, New Brunswick. The CHMA studio is located in the traditional lands of the Mi'kmaq people, unceded in the Treaties of Peace and Friendship, first signed with settlers in 1725. I'm Meg Cunningham. Here's what's coming up today. Erica Butler called up Tina Amador, the general manager of Atlantic Kia in Amherst, to see how the new EV rebate program might affect local car dealers. There is a walk-in Pfizer clinic at the Tantramar Civic Center today between 9 and 5, but Charles Beaver says those slots are all booked up. QP is organizing a march in solidarity with frontline workers in Sackville after local advocates insisted that Sackville be included. And registration is open for the Atlantic Wildlife Institute's Forest School program. But first, the COVID-19 update. 10 new cases of COVID-19 were identified in New Brunswick yesterday, but the active case count dropped since 13 people recovered from the disease. The cases span across multiple health zones, including Zone 1. Zone 1, or the Moncton region, has 4 new cases, and 3 of them are still being investigated by public health. The St. John region has 2 new cases, and the other 4 new cases are scattered around the Fredericton, Bathurst, and Miramichi regions. 3 people are still in the hospital, but none of them are in intensive care units. The province is setting up walk-in clinics across New Brunswick, including one here in Sackville today at the Tantramar Civic Center. But don't rush down there yet. According to Charles Beaver of the Corner Drugstore, who is running the clinic, they are booked solid. In the event of cancellations or extra doses, CHMA will update our website or social media pages. Those attending any of the clinics today are asked to bring their Medicare card or record of vaccination if receiving their second dose and a signed consent form. Remember, if you are getting vaxxed today, to cancel all other vaccine appointments you have. Pharmacies and regional health authority clinics don't automatically know to cancel your appointment if you get the shot before your original time. If you miss your shot today, there will be another walk-in clinic this Friday at Parley Beach from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Charles Beaver also says that if you register online at thecornerdrugstore.ca, you might be able to get in as soon as September 2nd. This Saturday, August 28th, the Canadian Union of Public Employees, or QP, New Brunswick, is organizing a series of walks in various cities and towns in support of frontline workers and their contracts. Sackville was originally excluded from the marching plans, according to local volunteer Judith Weiss, because of its low population. After advocacy from locals, there will be a march in Sackville this Saturday morning. The march starts at 10 a.m. at the local hospital and ends at the bandstand in the Bill Johnston Memorial Park. Anyone interested in participating in the Sackville Walk with QP on behalf of frontline workers can show up on Saturday. Look out for a Facebook event published by Elena Best of QP Local 720-1 for more details. After their inaugural year in 2020, the Atlantic Wildlife Institute Nature School is gearing up for another semester of outdoor learning. The year-round, part-time enrichment program will continue to offer outdoors-based learning, and this year they are offering a wilderness skills program and a creative arts and music program. Spots fill up fast for these programs, so anyone interested, including alumni from last year, should register sooner rather than later at www.awinatureschool.ca. The program will begin mid-September. Back in July, the province announced a plan to encourage New Brunswickers to make their next car purchase an electric vehicle. New Brunswick joined Nova Scotia and a long list of other provinces in offering a rebate on the leasing or purchase of new or used EVs over the next 3 years. The province will chip in up to $5,000 to would-be EV buyers in addition to the existing federal incentives for purchasing or leasing EVs. Erica Butler wondered how the EV rebate program might affect local car dealers and called up Tina Amador, the general manager of Atlantic Kia in Amherst, which is part of the Allen Auto Group originating on Bridge Street in Sackville. Amador says that while EVs are not yet available in Sackville or Amherst, they are in Moncton, and some of her staff have started the process of getting trained to sell and service electric vehicles. Here's Erica Butler speaking with Tina Amador.
Tina Amador, thanks for joining us.
You're so welcome.
So I'm curious to know, now that there's an electric vehicle rebate happening in New Brunswick, and there's already one in place in Nova Scotia, what sort of changes you think that might prompt in what's available at dealers locally?
Yeah, definitely expect to see a lot of changes in the coming years. There's been changes happening pretty rapidly in the EV world nationally, and I think we're kind of, the East Coast is usually, in the auto industry, is usually a little bit behind what's happening out west and further that way. So I think that we're kind of seeing things here, and I think with the government rebates, it's definitely going to move things a little bit faster along, and there's more information out there for customers. We definitely field inquiries for hybrid as well as fully electric vehicles, and I think that more and more dealers and manufacturers are getting on board with that.
Now, if you do get someone coming in asking about an electric vehicle, are you able to sort of special order, hook them up with that, or do you send them somewhere else, or how do you handle that right now?
Currently at our dealership, we're not EV certified, and there's quite a bit to go along with that. So outside of like all staff being fully certified, which we will be, that's kind of the easiest part. There's a lot of special equipment that the manufacturer requires, charging stations as well as diagnostic and testing equipment and things like that. So it is quite an investment, but certainly if we have customers inquire about that, we certainly help them out and answer their questions. But if they're actually looking to buy, then they would be directed to one of our few Kia dealerships within the Maritimes that does sell EV.
Okay. Would that be sort of like the bigger centers like Halifax, or where can people get EVs now?
The closest EV dealer to our proximity in the land of Kia would be Moncton Kia, actually.
I know you're working at Atlantic Kia, and Allen Auto Group obviously has run a lot of different dealerships, and including used vehicles. I guess what could we expect? Where could we expect the changes first? Would it be with used vehicles or in new vehicle dealerships locally?
I think that you'll definitely see the changes with new car dealerships, because it'll come from the manufacturer down and filter through into the dealers. And it's something that... it's an area of the market that I think every manufacturer is getting on board with, if they're not already, because it's where we're headed. I mean, more and more as the time passes, everyone's getting more, aware of the environment and our carbon footprint and things like that. I think that a lot of manufacturers have had hybrid options for some time, and EV was just it was the next step, really.
Could you quantify the number of inquiries you get about EVs as of now, or is it just a very few?
It's few for us here at Atlantic Kia. And I say few, I would say few serious inquiries about EV, but there is certainly lots of customer discussion, I would say. Maybe people inquiring just in general, not because they want to buy one, but because they want to know a little bit more about it.
Now, you mentioned that there's, I guess, certification, and I guess the shop there would have to get outfitted for servicing electric vehicles, which would be quite different.
Yeah.
Is that something that, have you folks started that process, or do you think you will be starting it anytime soon?
Some of our staff has started the EV training, which at this point has been all online. There may be a classroom component for the technicians specifically that will come out eventually that they would participate in. But essentially, not just the service technicians in the shop would have to be certified, but even sales staff, service advisors and managers, and essentially almost your entire dealership staff does need to have knowledge and certification on it, because it's not just a new product, it's entirely different. The way that the vehicles require servicing and things like that, and how to operate them and safety and everything, it's definitely something that everyone needs to be trained on.
Okay. All right. So no timelines yet of when it will happen, but you some of your personnel are starting to get the training.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we don't have a definitive timeline as to when we would be set up for that, but we've definitely started the training process with some staff, and we'll continue for sure.
Do you see something like these rebates that are available provincially and federally? We're looking at, I think, combined about $10,000 off the price of a full EV. Do you see those as helping move along this process? I mean, I think the goal of those programs is to increase the availability and the demand, and therefore the supply. So do you see that as helping?
Absolutely. We've seen that where in other provinces such as Quebec that's had the rebates for some time, like obviously their EV sales and the number of dealers who are EV certified and sell and service EVs are, you know, a lot much, much higher than here in the East. And I think that's a huge reason why. Part of it is that they're a bit more metro and urban, and it's probably going to be a little bit slower go in the rural areas just because of distancing for how far EVs can travel before they need to charge, and also the availability of public charging stations, which is also increasing here in the East. But the government rebates will definitely expedite the process by far, I would say.
Anything else you have to say about the future of EVs in the Tantramar region specifically?
I think it's an exciting time. I mean, I think that, you know, some people, just like when the hybrid vehicles came out, there are some people who were leery of them, and maybe, still today there are people who are a little bit leery, because I guess it's human nature to be a little bit skeptical or nervous of new things or things that we don't know much about. But I just think for consumers, whether you think you're ever going to buy an EV vehicle or consider one or not, just ask some questions and get to know about them. It's another option out there. And I think, you know, as time goes on, there's going to be more and more information and more knowledge shared about EVs. And I think that, you know, If we don't continue to change and grow and evolve, you know, nothing stays the same. So, don't be afraid to get into the new things and to move along with it. And I'm really excited to see that the government's actually getting behind it and getting some support to customers to purchase those EV vehicles.
That was Tina Amador, General Manager of Atlantic Kia in Amherst. The EV rebate program kicked off this summer and is being administrated by MB Power for the time being. Later this fall, dealers will provide the rebate directly to those purchasing qualifying vehicles. Just under $2 million from the province's Climate Change Fund, which itself is a small fraction of New Brunswick's carbon tax revenues, is approved for the program this year. New Brunswick has set a target of 20,000 private electric vehicles in the province by 2030. Unfortunately, as of today, the EV charger is not working. The town updated its social media yesterday to alert electric vehicle owners and said that repair parts are on back order. They offered no estimate as to when it might be fixed. That's all for the Tantramar Report today. Get in touch by email at news@chmafm.com with any tips, leads, or feedback. I'm Meg Cunningham. Thank you for listening.